Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus. We hope that today's message will help and inspire you in your faith journey.
You guys, for Christmas Eve, there should be a lot more excitement. Did you just come straight from work? If you came straight from work, give me a wave. Here's a couple of hardcore ones. If you've slept the whole day and eaten too much, give me a wave. Peter is right up there. I just needed to correct something really quickly. Pastor Kulu, just come up with your Alice band quickly. Just bring your Alice band. Just use my Alice band. It's fine. You know, he's a typical man. I just need a help here. I don't know if you saw his Alice band. Okay, what is the problem here? It is in front of your ears. It needs to go behind your ears. Okay, just... All right, now let's give him a hand. Yes. I was just helping you out for tomorrow. You've got two services, and we don't want you to be embarrassed. We have had an incredible Christmas series so far. That he has been born for this. And we've spoken about those four things, love, light, hope, and peace. And if you've missed any of them, I want to encourage you to go onto our website, check up our sermons. They have been absolutely brilliant. But today, I'd like to ask you to stand to your feet. I'd like to pray for us as we get into this message, that God would speak to each and every one of us, to our hearts today, that this wouldn't just be routine. You know, we can come to our Christmas services and it can be like, oh, here we are again. We're going to hear about a baby in a manger. And we cannot let the revelation of what has happened hit us. And so let's just take a moment. We made it. It's Christmas. You've done all the shopping. The food's been bought. We've made it. We're here. Now let's take a moment to experience the presence of God together. Let's pray. Father God, I'm so grateful for your presence in this place. As we sang, oh, come, let us adore him. Father, let the reason for Christmas be so real to us that we can set aside all of the frenetic craziness and we can just focus on you in this moment, in your presence. God, would you speak to us today? Would we hear your voice so clearly? Would you have a word for each of us in this corporate gathering, a personal word, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You're welcome to take your seats. You know, at Christmas time, we often spend so much time thinking about and focusing on what we want. Am I right? What we want. But the question I have for us is, have you thought about what you actually need? Because there's a huge difference. What we want versus what we need. What exactly do you need? And just think about that for one moment. What do you need? Perhaps you have young kids who woke up way too early this morning and you need a cup of coffee right now just to get you through the slump. I know Amy and Kulu, Pastor Amy and Kulu, they're in there. I can see it in their eyes. Just give them a coffee, guys. It's right next to him. You know, perhaps you need a BMW with a chauffeur to get you on holiday. Yeah, me. That's me. Perhaps you need an elf to cook your meal because you're like, I have to do, yeah, there we go. There's a hand. But on a more serious note, perhaps you need some moments of peace and quiet. This year's been crazy. Everyone I've spoken to have said, this has been a hard year. This has been a difficult year for me. There's so many people I've spoken to that have said that. Perhaps you need a holiday after this year. Perhaps you need some comfort for a loss that you've experienced. Perhaps you need a new job. Perhaps you need better health. This year has been a terrible year for you health-wise. Perhaps you need to your budget to work out because this year it was just everywhere and you didn't make ends meet and you couldn't do it. And perhaps that's what you need. Perhaps you need your faith to be renewed. Somehow, somewhere, you've lost hope in Christ. Perhaps you need your to walk more closely with him in this year ahead. Perhaps you need to be loved and appreciated because you feel like you've been taken for granted. Perhaps you need for a relationship or two to be restored in your life. So I ask again, what is it that you need? 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah prophesied. He had a revelation from God. God spoke to him and he prophesied these words. Now, what's important to hear is that it was 700 years before Jesus was born. And what he said was that what you need, what you actually need is Jesus. Every human being needs Jesus. And that's what he said 700 years before Jesus was even born. And we're going to read this text together. Isaiah 9:6 says this in the New Living Translation. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These words were spoken of Jesus in a prophecy from Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was even born. He knew what us as humanity needed, that we needed this Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And friends, together tonight, we're going to unpack these four attributes, these four characteristics of what Jesus is, what it is that we actually need from this text. And so the first thing we see, the four ways that he has been described to us, is that he is a wonderful counselor. Friends, what that means is that he is wise. He is intelligent. He is compassionate. He is supportive. He gives advice when we need it. He gives direction. That's what a wonderful counselor does. I don't know if you've been to a bad counselor, but a wonderful counselor does this. The second thing is that he is a mighty God. He is strong. He is resilient. He stands up for what is right. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. In other words, he views us as his children, not his servants. An everlasting Father. And finally, the Prince of Peace. Friends, what Jesus was is that he was devoted to building bridges of peace. He came so that man and God could be reconciled one to another. That we could be reconciled to each other, man to man. He came so that there would be peace. But what's beautiful about this text is these are the attributes of Jesus that are prophesied of him. But when you read about his life, he actually modeled this. So if you go to the Gospels, if you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you will see that Jesus lived this life. It wasn't just said of him, he also lived this life. And so what we see about Jesus is that he supported and advised people. He asked questions of people. He asked questions that prompted reflection. He was a wonderful counselor. When we investigate Jesus' life more, we know that he stood strong in the face of temptation. He was a mighty God. He did not allow Satan to tempt him. He was God, and he was mighty, and he was powerful. The third thing we know of him is that he loved and cared for people deeply. Every time he saw people throughout Scripture, it says that he had compassion on them. He was a loving Father. He was a loving, everlasting Father. And finally, he gave his life for the sole purpose of restoring peace. In other words, of reconciling us with God. He gave his life, the Prince of Peace. And so today, I don't know where you find yourself. We can see the attributes that were proclaimed over Jesus. We see how Jesus modeled this in his life. But friends, today on this Christmas, together, let us acknowledge that these four things are available to us as Christ followers. The first thing that we can see is that he is able to give us direction and wisdom and guiding whenever we need it. All we need to do is ask. All we need to do is ask. He has all the wisdom we need for our daily lives. He will speak, friends. He will lead. He will guide. But have you gone to your wonderful counselor? Have you approached the wonderful counselor? Or have you been trying to work all of the difficulties of your life out alone? Because he is just one call away. And I don't mean phone call, just a call out in prayer. Father God, would you help me? Would you lead me? Would you direct me? The second thing is, do you need a miracle in your life? Is there a miracle that you need? Is there a healing that you need? Do you need to be set free from something that sin that keeps trapping you? Do you need mighty God to come through to do a miracle in your life? Because this is the Savior that we serve. He is the wonderful counselor that we need to approach. But he also is the mighty God. He has strength. He has power. He is the same God that parted the Red Sea. He is a miracle-working God. He is the same God that opened blind eyes and healed lepers. That miracle-working God is the God that we have access to for our lives and for our circumstances. Thirdly, do you need the comfort of Jesus the Father? Friends, when I was preparing for this, the thought that I had is that he is a father that will never leave. He is a father that will never leave. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. He will comfort you in your grief. And so I don't know where you are this Christmas. Perhaps it's a difficult one. Perhaps you've lost a loved one recently. Perhaps this is your first Christmas without that person who's immigrated and it's difficult. Perhaps there's a pain. Friends, he is our comforter. He's the one who comforts us in our grief. And he's the one, the Father, that places us on his lap and puts his loving arms around us. And he will not leave you and he will not forsake you. Because Scripture tells us that. And finally, he's our Prince of Peace. Friends, what peace do you need in your life? What circumstance in your life needs the peace of God to breathe into it? Where is there disunity? Where is there factions and fighting and unrest and just a disturbed relationship? Because, friends, you and I, we have the Prince of Peace who helps us, who gives us the wisdom to navigate those relationships, but also who comes and brings peace. Because he's the great reconciler. He reconciles us to God, so there's peace in our relationship with God. But secondly, he reconciles us to one another. Where is it, friends, that you need the peace of our God in your life? Friends, in the situations that come towards you in your life, he has these four things. And this is the encouragement for us today, that he is these incredibly amazing four things for our lives. But it doesn't end there. And Pastor Steve preached such a brilliant message. He preached half of our message on Sunday. On the fact that there is a deeper dimension. That he, God, is sent Jesus to be exactly what we need. So he is the wonderful counselor. Say it with me. Mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And he is all of these things for our circumstances. But there is a deeper dimension to this. Yes, Jesus is this. And he wants to enter into our situations. But he is more than just able to enter into our situations. There is a deeper dimension that each of us have, that each of us need Jesus for. And the dimension is that we have a spiritual problem. And Pastor Steve spoke so brilliantly about this. And our spiritual problem, friends, is that we are born sinners. Now, that is not something we've done to ourselves. This is passed down to us from Adam and Eve, from their sin. And so we have sin. And the deeper dimension of Christ being these things is that he comes once and for all to, yes, help us with our circumstances, but also to help us with our problem of sin. So Jesus came to deal with both, not just one. He came to deal with our circumstances and also with our sin. Now, friends, the context to that prophecy, the prophecy that Isaiah sent 700 years before, so he spoke it 700 years before Jesus was born, as I said, he spoke those words to King Ahaz. Now, King Ahaz was a wicked king. He was in the middle of war at the time when these words were spoken. And he was in the middle of making some hectic decisions. And I'm not going to give you all the context because then we will be here until next Christmas, which none of us really want. And so he was in the middle of these circumstances. And Isaiah spoke to this evil king and he gave this prophecy. Now, you can imagine, I'm in the middle of war. I'm in the middle of making decisions. What do I care? Can you imagine what Ahaz must have been thinking? Isaiah, what do I care about a baby that will be born? Can you see the mismatch? Which is exactly why Ahaz just disregarded the prophecy. Wonderful. I'm fighting a battle. I'm shooting a man with a bow and arrow, apparently. I'm killing people, but now there's a baby that will be born? Why? How does this apply to my everyday life? And Ahaz, the evil king, he completely disregarded this prophecy. But the reason Isaiah gave this prophecy is that God knew all along, it doesn't matter about the circumstances of your life. It doesn't matter if war's going on. It doesn't matter if there's fighting and drama and decisions that need to be made. What we really need is a Savior. What we really need is for the problem of our sin to be solved, which is why Isaiah gave this prophecy. It wasn't about the circumstances, which obviously God was interested in and would have dealt with, but it was actually about a deeper problem in Israel. All of the prophecies were about the deeper problem in Israel, the problem of Israel's sin. And so this is what the prophecy was about. And what he was saying is, hey, Jesus is coming, and Jesus is going to be a new king. An eternal king, a king of a new kingdom. Different to the kingdoms that you're fighting about and the things that you're doing. There's a new king, a greater king, a king that will deal with the problem of sin once and for all. Once and for all. And so what Isaiah was saying to King Ahaz is that Jesus is exactly what you need spiritually. And he is everything you need spiritually. Not just part of what you need. He is everything you need. And so it doesn't matter if there's wars going around and happening around you. It doesn't matter if there's difficult decisions that you are facing. What really matters is that you have a spiritual problem, and Jesus is coming to solve that problem. And Jesus is coming once and for all to deal with this. And he is everything we need. And friends, just how he is everything Ahaz needed, he's everything we need spiritually as well. Because we have the same spiritual problem. That spiritual problem of sin. Yes, circumstances, we need him. And we're going to pray into those circumstances as well. But it's not just our circumstances that are important. What is important is our spiritual well-being. And so he is our wonderful counselor in the spiritual dimension of our lives. And what that means is he's given us a better way to live. A new way to live in his kingdom. A way that's different, countercultural to the world that we live in. It is a different way to live. And so he's even laid it out in the Gospels. If you go and you read Matthew 5-7 in the Sermon on the Mount, there is a different way for you and I, for us to live in the kingdom of God. And it's a way that teaches us all these incredible things. It teaches us on how to deal with our anger, how to deal with lust, how to approach divorce, how we can love our enemies and give to the needy, how it is that we can pray, how it is that we can fast. And so he is our counselor, telling us every step of the way how it is that we can live our life in this new kingdom. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. A kingdom that is not shaken by our circumstances. But how it is that he can counsel us to live another kind of life in his kingdom. Secondly, he is our mighty God. Friends, the one thing we know is that this is not just a title. We don't just name him Mighty God. He has proven through Scripture that he is the Mighty God over and over and over again. He is the only one who conquered death and rose again. He is the only one who conquered sin once and for all. He is the only one who is seated at the right hand of God. He is our Mighty God. Not something we take for granted at all, not just a title. John 1:12 says, but to all who, Acts 4 says that there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Friends, he alone is our mighty God. He alone is the one that opened the way for us to have access to God. He is our mighty God. And thirdly, he is our everlasting Father. Friends, what our sin did is that it separated us from God, which made us, according to Scripture, I'm not making this stuff up, spiritual orphans. And then Jesus came. And he adopted us into his family because we were orphaned. We were abandoned because of our sin. And so now we call him our everlasting Father. We are not alienated from our Father. Instead, we are one with our Father and we are adopted into his family. John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Spiritually, friends, you and I, we are children of God. That should mean that we walk around with a confidence, not an arrogance, but a confidence because we have a Father who is the mighty God. We have confidence because of who our Father is. You know, when I was young, my dad used to own a furniture factory when I was very young. And he would take me to work sometimes in the holiday. But I would walk around that factory like, guys, this is my dad's factory, with a confidence. Not an arrogance, but just like, you know, my dad could fire you. You know, like that's terrible, right? But there was this confidence. And then years later, when he became, Pastor Steve and Kathy became the pastors of a church, I would walk around the church like, this is my church, guys. Which is so terrible. But that's what children do. And that's the same confidence that we can have because of we know who our Father is. And finally, spiritually, our spiritual problem is that Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Friends, all separation between God and man was bridged because of Jesus. Our sin, it separated us from God. And what Jesus did is he came as the great reconciler, the bridge between man and God, and he put himself on a cross to be that bridge so that we could have access to God. And so with that, the great reconciler, he brought peace between us and God. You know, right throughout the Old Testament, you'll see that there was animosity between God and his people. And God kept saying, repent, repent, repent. And the Israelites were just sin and sin and sin. And that separation grew. And so he sent Jesus, his one and only son, to solve our spiritual problem of sin. And to be that great reconciler, the one who brings spiritual peace. So Jesus, friends, is our Prince of Peace because he made a way for us spiritually to be reconciled with God once and for all. It's in the Old Testament that they would have to go into the temple every year, annually, to offer up sacrifices for their sins and pay that huge atonement price for our sins. And that was done annually, but now, once and for all, because of the work that Jesus did, we have reconciliation and peace with God. Friends, Jesus is exactly who and what we need. He is exactly who and what we need for our circumstances, and he is exactly who and what we need for our problem of sin. During World War I, much of the war was fought in trenches. You will know this. And when you investigate what trenches look like, it was just rat-infested, full of disease. It was absolutely horrendous. It was wet. And most of it, they were in the trenches fighting each other. Any moment, a bomb could land on you in your trench. You had to dig up another trench. I mean, when you look up World War I, oh, it was just absolutely awful. And what, on Christmas Eve in 1914, the Germans started singing Silent Night. And the British soldiers responded by singing some carols back. And we're going to take a look now at what took place that night. It's obviously an interpretation. We don't have a video of it, but it's an interpretation of what took place that night. But it was remarkable what took place. Thanks, friends. Take it away.
Jenkins, Oakley,
Knight.
Nein, Otto!
Kim!
My name is Jim.
My name is Otto.
Pleased to meet you, Otto.
Freut mich.
Rose, she's called.
Sie ist schön.
Incredible is that? You know, friends, those few hours, that break, is what they needed. They traded gifts, they played football. It must have been a moment of life for them, a moment of reprieve. It must have given them some hope. It must have revived their spirits just a little bit, and it must have made them feel a little bit more human. But friends, what they really needed was for the war to end. That's what they really needed. They needed to go home to their families. They needed war to end. They needed this whole situation to be over. And so the problem itself was not the moment and the football, and the problem was that they needed war to end. And friends, this is for us as well. Yes, we need Jesus to be in our circumstances, our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. We need that. In the war of our lives, we need that. But what we need more than that is what he gives spiritually to each and every one of us. We need him to come in and be that wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace for our problem of our sin. That's what we really need. And so friends, right now, right wherever you are in this place, I'm going to pray two different prayers tonight. I know that there are people in the room who need Jesus to be wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace in your circumstances. Perhaps there's a situation in your life right where you are. I would love to pray with and for you because he is these things. Perhaps you're needing direction in your life and some way to go and some wisdom. Well, we're going to pray for that. Perhaps it's that you need him to be a mighty God, that there would be a miracle in your life, a miracle in your health, a miracle in your body, a breakthrough in your circumstances, a new job out of nowhere. Well, we serve a God who can do the impossible. Perhaps you need to be held by your loving Father at this time of the year, where there is a compassion need in your heart, where you need to sit on your Father's lap and have him hold you. Well, we're going to pray for that tonight. Perhaps you need peace. There's just so much drama and war and fighting in your life and around you, and there's a peace that you need. So if that's you right where you are, would you just raise your hand with every head bowed, eyes closed. I want to pray for your circumstances and for God to be those things for you. If that's you, I see so many hands. Just pop up your hand. I'd love to pray with and for you, for your circumstances in your life. Friends, this is why Jesus came. God, I pray right now for every single hand that has been raised in this room. right at the beginning of the sermon, we spoke about what it is that we need. Well, God, there are your people in need in this place today. And we need your wisdom. We need you to be our counselor. We need you to give us direction. We need to know which way to go. We need you to direct us and lead us and guide us. And so together, we are standing and asking for you to lead us, for you to counsel us, for you to give us wisdom beyond our own understanding. We want the wisdom of heaven, we pray. God, some of us in this room, we need you to be mighty God right now. We need you to heal our bodies. We need you to touch us, Jesus. We need you to give us a job. Some of us are financially in need and we need a breakthrough, Father. We need you to be our miracle working God. Some of us in the room today, God, we need you to be our Father. God, can we sit on your lap? Would you embrace us with your loving arms? Would you comfort us? We are grieving and our hearts are broken. And when everybody is celebrating, there is nothing within us that is joyful. God, would you bring us your life and your healing and your comfort, supernatural comfort, a peace that surpasses all understanding, would it come to us? And God, there are others of us who need the Prince of Peace to bring your peace into our lives. Would you restore our broken relationships, we pray. Would you restore our relationships with family members and friends that have been broken? Would you help us to extend forgiveness where it's needed? God, we pray for your peace to breathe into this place right now. Friends, can I ask that we stand to our feet? We're going to sing just a portion of the song about Jesus being our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father. And I would like us to declare this into our circumstances tonight. Friends, this is not just another throwaway service. The living God is here and he is in this place and he wants to meet you wherever you are today. So come on, let's lift our voices. Let's praise him. He's the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
We hope that you have been blessed and inspired by this message. For more information on Thrive Church, visit our website. And for more life-giving messages, go and visit our YouTube channel.